So I'm Steph, I'm the minister here, very part-time, and I work alongside Simon, our team leader. And I'm here to talk to you about films. I love films, I quite enjoy watching films, and especially at Christmas, I have favourite Christmas films I watch over and over and over again. Yes, says my husband. Maybe not the choices he would make. Sleepless in Seattle would be one of them, I'm sorry about that, but... I think I've watched it a bit too much. Last night was Gremlins. There's a film with a message. So we're looking at some of the themes from Christmas films and seeing how they reflect some aspects of the Christian message. So films that didn't make the cut, my choice was Gremlins. Simon's choice was Die Hard. So this is the team that we are. And today the film is Elf. And the theme is joy. The joy, as Colin helpfully said, of a father found and a new and exciting life. A life that he hadn't really expected to have. A new life opening up for him. I hope that if you're here just checking out Christianity, what we're about, this series will actually help because it brings out some of the major themes of our faith. Even though the films are not exactly what the Christmas message, but we kind of take themes from them. So, and joy is a short but very powerful word. Webster's dictionary defines joy as the emotion evoked by well-being, success, or good fortune, or by the prospect of possessing what one desires. Now, I'm not sure that that's right. I question this. Yes, I question Webster's dictionary. Because I think that's more about happiness. Somebody once said that joy and happiness are wonderful feelings to experience, but are very, very different. Joy is more consistent and is cultivated internally. It comes when you make peace with who you are, why you are, and how you are. Whereas happiness tends to be externally triggered and is based on things, people, places, thoughts, and events. So joy, I think that's a better summing up of what joy is. I can have joy when I'm not very happy, when circumstances are going not too well for me. I was quite interested, actually, Colin, you sang a song that had joy unspeakable in it, unspeakable joy. And I'd like to tell you of a joyful experience in my life. Are you ready for this? So I became a Christian a while back when I was quite young. And I'd always been at Baptist churches, but I never got baptized. And then one time, I just really felt that it was a right time for me to get baptized. So I plucked up my courage. I was very shy then. I know it's hard to believe now, but I was really, really shy. The thought of standing up in front of people and making a complete fool of myself was just terrifying. But I came to that moment when I actually did it. And I came out of the water, and I was filled with unspeakable joy. I just felt high as a kite. There was just nothing could bring me down. I was at college at the time, and the day after they tried to throw me out, and I was still smiling. So it was just an amazing joy I was filled with, and I didn't understand what it was. It lasted longer than the next day, but eventually it faded. And then I read a book called Joy Unspeakable. It's written by a chap called Martin Lloyd-Jones, and he talks about how when he was filled with the Holy Spirit, he was filled with this joy unspeakable. Just for no apparent reason, this joy rose up in him, and it never quite went away. And I thought, well, that's what happened then. I wasn't just baptized in the water. I was baptized in the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God came on me and gave me this inner joy. It's quite a weird story. Not everybody's experience when they get baptized, but I know maybe it was because I'd resisted it for so long. I said, no, no, no. It's all right for everybody. No, 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 not me. But I had that joy. So I don't know about you. Have you experienced like a joy that's just overcome you and you don't even know why sometimes, but you just feel full of joy? Yeah, some of you nodding. That's really encouraging. And Christmas is a time when you're supposed to be filled with joy. It's part of the Christian message. And I think some of the reason that some of our young people and come out of care feel so unhappy is because it's the emphasis on you've got to be joyful, and Christmas is about family. And there are so many people who don't experience that kind of thing at Christmas. But Christmas message is a message of joy. And I want to show you, one of my favorite bits of the Christmas story is the shepherds and the angels. So I'm going to just read a clip, which is from the angel's message. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them. And the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring good news that will cause great joy for all people." Good news and joy for all people. Then they are told that they told the shepherds where they could find Jesus. So Jesus is the source of this joy. Jesus is the root of the joy. Joy is what he wants to give us. Jesus wants to give us this joy. And his life is marked with joy. Not necessarily happiness. He talks a lot about joy. But he didn't have a wonderfully happy experience among people. He got attacked, slandered, physically attacked. Joy is what he wants to give us. His life is marked with joy. And his circumstances are hard. And our circumstances can be hard. But Jesus wants us to know that same joy that he had deep down inside him. Now, towards the end of Jesus' life, he takes his friends to one side. We call them the disciples. And he talks to them about his death. And he tries to prepare them for that sense of loss that they're going to feel. And he talks about the fact that he's going to prepare a place for them. And that they are going to be with him forever. They don't really understand. They don't get it. And they're still knocked for six when Jesus died. But you can find an account of this in John's account of Jesus' life in chapter 14. You can read about it when you get home, if you like. And in this conversation, the disciples say, "Let us see the Father." And Jesus says, "If you've seen me, you've seen the Father." Now, this film, Elf, back to the film, is about a person growing up, never knowing their real father. And this is what the disciples want. They've grown up knowing about the Father, but they want to know the Father. And Jesus says, "If you know me, if you see me, you have seen the Father. You have known the Father." So, as I said, Elf is about a person growing up, never knowing their real father. And he is filled with real joy when he realizes that the reason he doesn't quite fit in is that he has a father that he has never met. He's part of a world that he'd never known about. He's part of a culture that he's never heard of. He is a human, not an elf. And he needs to become all that he has been created to be. Now, Jesus came to reveal to all of us that we all have a father. Some of us know and love that father, understand that he cares about us. But instead of us having to search out our father, like Buddy the elf did, the Father searches us out. He sends Jesus to search for us, to bring us this joy. And he wants to enable us to become all that we were created to be. He wants us to know what it's like to be a part of this family, his family, him as fathers, brothers and sisters amongst us. He wants us to know what it's like to be part of this supportive community. He wants us to know, in short, who we are, why we are, and how we are. Who you are. You are God's child. Why you are. You are because you are created out of love. How you are. You are made new in love. And you have a future forever with the God who made you, loves you, adores you, and wants to be with you forever. Now, the next chapter of John's gospel, John's account of Jesus' life, starts like this. In verse 11, it says this: "I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete." So Jesus is telling them that they have a father, that Jesus wants to be with them forever, that there is a purpose in their life, And he tells them that he wants them to know the same joy that he has. And he wants it to be in them. And their joy may be complete or full. So you know what real joy is like. Not happiness, which is transitory, but joy. Jesus lived this life of inner joy, consistent and cultivated internally. Jesus made time to be with the Father, made time to be alone with himself and the Father, made time. He consistently cultivated that joy. And he came so that this same joy could be in us. And we need as well to consistently inwardly cultivate this joy and not depend on external circumstances. Later in the New Testament part of the Bible, we find a letter written to Hebrew converts to Christianity. And in it, the writer says this about Jesus and his joy. It starts with a commendation to fix our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame. It was the joy that he had introducing us to the Father and revealing his love for us that gave him the strength to endure the cross. Now, if you think about the cross, the pain, the agony, the torture of it all, and you think that you are what gave him the strength, the joy of knowing that you would know him and would know the Father. That is what gave him the strength to go on, to endure the shame and to endure the pain. The joy that came out of knowing that he was giving his life so that we could know God as our Father. This joy was something deep and it fed him. This same joy is what he wants us to experience in our circumstances, despite our circumstances. And this is the message of Christmas, joy to everybody. Now, this is where the film gets a bit dodgy, because Buddy's father was far from a good guy. He was a bit of a scumbag, to be honest with you. We really didn't want to know about Buddy. He denied that he was his boy. Then proof came that, yes, he was his boy. But the love of that Buddy showered on him melts his heart, and it changes him and his whole attitude. And for us, it's the love of our wonderful, loving Father that has the power to transform and change us for the better. It's his love that melts our hearts. And we have to let this love in. And we have to let joy transform us so that Jesus' joy can be in us and that our joy can be full. Are we seekers of happiness, or are we seekers of joy? Do we base our happiness or our joy on external circumstances, or do we base our joy on the root and joy that is Jesus? That joy is consistent, inwardly cultivated, not dependent on external circumstances. We need to cultivate inner joy by deepening our relationship with Jesus, to spend time in his presence, and to be filled with the Spirit of God that helps us to grow closer to Jesus. We need to search out God's love for us. Now, some of us are living in difficult and painful circumstances, and we can identify with Jesus' sufferings. The next song we're going to sing is Come All Ye Faithful, Joyful and Triumphant. Now, some of you might find that singing this about being triumphant is easy. Life is going well for you, and you are living aware of God's blessings in your lives. But for others of us, it's hard. Our circumstances are tough, and we may pray with Jesus as he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, Father, if it is possible to take this cup from me, do it. Nevertheless, not my will be done, but yours. Triumph is that our circumstances cannot take our joy away, the joy rooted in Jesus, the truth of who we are, God's child, why you are, created in love, how you are, made new in love, and that we have a future with him. Imagine if we all had that same joy of Jesus that helped him to face the cross in our circumstances.